Day 312, or November the 8th. Long sermons can be a killer. Our thoughts today are from Acts chapter 20, verse 9. Seated in a window was a young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up dead. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Paul completes his second missionary journey by spending more time in Corinth, in the south of Greece, before returning to Antioch via Ephesus in Turkey. After spending some time in Antioch, which is in Syria just north of present-day Israel, he sets off on journey number 3. This longest of his travels so far sees Paul visiting his hometown of Tarsus in modern-day Turkey, before heading west across Turkey and then to Greece before setting off to return to Jerusalem. And now today's action step. I have always made it a policy of mine, as I have taught in many different churches, to ask when the service normally ends, so I know how long I have. The usual response is, "Feel free to say what you have to say," to which I reply, "Please tell me when your service normally ends, and I will stop then." Obviously, Paul didn't ask at Troas. If a service usually ends at 12 noon, you may continue to 10 minutes past, but the congregation will have stopped listening at noon anyway. Sometimes we preachers lose sight of the fact that we want people to hear what we sense God has said to us and then slip into trying to tell the congregation all we know. Too often, we think the length of a talk determines its quality. Actually, the truth is often the exact opposite. Remember, if they are not learning, then you are not teaching, because both learning and teaching have to coexist. Otherwise, what you think is teaching is actually just talking. This goes for conversations too. Knowing when to stop makes you far more interesting and effective. I think I've said enough now.